Good morning. Here's some of the news for Monday, February 15th, 2016. Supreme Court Justice Scalia was found dead Saturday morning at a private residence in West Texas. He was the longest-serving member of the current court, appointed back in 1986 by Ronald Reagan. His death leaves the Supreme Court without its conservative majority. This could mean a 4-4 split on many cases, those dealing with abortion, contraception, affirmative action, immigration policy, union dues, climate change, the health care law, and more. On Saturday evening, President Obama paid tribute to Antonin Scalia.
Justice Scalia dedicated his life to the cornerstone of our democracy, the rule of law.
President Obama said he will nominate a successor in due time, and he asked that the Senate give that nominee a fair hearing, that these responsibilities are bigger than any one party.
They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Meanwhile, during a televised debate in South Carolina over the weekend, Republican presidential candidates argued over many things. One of the things was whether President Obama should nominate a successor. Elsewhere, Republicans vowed not to act on the vacancy until Obama's successor takes office next January. On the other side of the aisle, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid said failure to act would be a shameful abdication of the Senate's constitutional duty. Both sides said history was on their side. In other news, stronger enforcement is being put in place against housing discrimination in New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo, speaking at the Covenant Avenue Baptist Church in Harlem on Sunday, says the program will test for discrimination in home rentals and sales.
Once in a while, the brokers are part of the problem. The sales agents, the brokers are part of the problem. The Department of State regulates the brokers. And we're putting the brokers on notice today. Department of State is going to do a regulation. If you are part of violating the law, you're not going to be a real estate broker in the state of New York. It's going to be that simple.
Cuomo said three housing agencies have been hired to send people with diverse backgrounds out as testers in the rental and home sale markets. The testers will present themselves as potential renters or home buyers, and then they'll be on the lookout for bias among sellers and landlords. The three agencies work in Buffalo, Syracuse, Westchester, Rockland, and Putnam counties. Cuomo said he also asked the Division of Human Rights and the Department of State to come up with new regulations to strengthen anti-discrimination enforcement. A man arrested in the stabbing of his girlfriend and three small children has pleaded not guilty to charges including murder and attempted murder. Michael Sykes was arraigned on Sunday in criminal court on Staten Island. He was remanded into custody to Rikers and is due back in court on Tuesday. Sykes was arrested on Saturday following a 4-day manhunt after the brutal stabbing at a hotel used as a homeless housing shelter. 26-year-old Rebecca Cutler, her 19-month-old daughter Ziana and 4-month-old Maya died in the attack at the Ramada Inn on Staten Island. 2-year-old Miracle was in critical condition but stable now. Sykes was the father of Maya. A housekeeper found the victims and called police. Cutler had been stabbed more than 40 times, the girls more than 5 times each. And finally, 300,000 attended an outdoor mass by Pope Francis outside Mexico City on Sunday. It was in a city of over 1 million, rife with murders, kidnapping, and extortion by criminal gangs. The Pope lashed out against the drug trade and violence which goes with it. Speaking out against the drug trade and violence is a central theme of the Pope's 5-day visit to Mexico. He urged the faithful to make Mexico a place where there will be no need to emigrate in order to dream, no need to be exploited in order to work, and no need to mourn those who are destroyed at the hands of the dealers of death. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.